It is Free Radio. I'm Adam Wilborn. Very pleased to welcome Luke Friend. Hello.
Hey, man. How are you?
Very good. Lovely to see you. How are you?
I'm very good. Lovely to see you too. And lovely to meet you.
Lovely to meet you. Yeah, you've been all over the place recently doing your little radio tour, haven't you?
I know. It's been good. It's been good, really good fun. You know, it's been my first ever one as well. Radio tour.
So how has it all been? Of course, the last time we saw you, unless you went to the X Factor live tour, was on the X Factor. How has it been since then for you?
It's been amazing. I've basically just been writing with a load of amazing people, like Roy Stride from Scouting for Girls. Been writing with him. I wrote the first single with him, actually, so it only felt right, you know, to bring it out as the first one, you know, and he was the first gig I went to as well. My first live gig I ever went to was to see him play at Roundhay Park, and the band. So that was really interesting.
That's awesome to be doing that.
I know.
It's kind of weird because obviously we see on the X Factor, then a few months later you do the X Factor live tour, and it's been pretty much a year since then. And you've been working, obviously, on this so much. Have you had chance? Did you watch the last series of The X Factor? Was it weird for you watching that?
Well, I did. I mean, just before, like, when the auditions came on TV, I was doing the tour with the Vamps.
Yeah.
So I went on tour with the Vamps, and, so that was a crazy time. But I managed to watch the bits of it. I love Fleur from last year, you know.
Well, both got great hair, you and Fleur.
Game.
Yeah.
There's a hair game going on right there. It's competition. I've told her before. I said, watch out, because, you know.
Is it strange for you then, as a former contestant? Can you sort of remember the parts that they are going through as you were watching it?
Yeah, it's really surreal watching it, you know, being on the other side of the TV, you know. Like, I'm sat with my mum and dad, and like, oh my goodness, I was in this position last year. I'm now having a cup of tea, just chilling out, like, before, like, my campaign goes on with my single. And it's like, that's where they could be in a couple of months' time, the same as me, which I'm having the greatest time ever. So
now, obviously, all the other people who were involved in it, Sam Bailey and Nicholas McDonald and stuff, they've all gone their separate ways. Do you still see them? Do you still bump into them? Are you still in touch with them?
Yeah, I still try and see them occasionally. It was Nick's 18th birthday the other day.
Oh, was it?
He's finally 18.
Crikey.
Yeah.
I bet he still looks about 10, though.
Like about 8. But I love him to bits, you know. I do love the guy. He's a cheeky boy. So yeah, it was pretty mental, like, seeing him again, because I haven't seen him in ages. And yeah. I've not seen him sing either, and he sang at his birthday, so that was really nice. And I saw Sam Bailey maybe a month ago now. Yeah, I went to go and see her at the Apollo in London, and, you know, her voice is phenomenal. So yeah, you know, I was kind of like, wow, yeah, her voice is incredible. But yeah, it was, you know, I try and keep up with them all the time, and I don't want to lose contact. Mm. I never want to do that.
It's kind of nice, the whole sort of X Factor group, whether or not, even if you're on the same year, it's sort of a big collective. I saw Jake Quickenham was messaging you recently about this single.
Yeah. He messaged me the other day saying, well done, kiddo, or something like that. We've known each other before. I even went on the show as well, because we did a couple of gigs together before.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I mean, I've been gigging since I was 13, yeah. So, you know, just like a kid with a guitar with a head full of songs sort of vibe. And, you know, I busked a lot, you know, so... it's crazy. I actually busked to get some money to go to the Cardiff audition the next day.
Did you?
So yeah, so if I didn't get that £50 to go to the audition, I would never be here now.
That's amazing. Well, you mentioned busking. I saw a video a while back, you were busking outside Birmingham Library. It's something you still like to do a lot, presumably, and it's nice to obviously get out there and meet the fans.
Well, yeah, it's something very dear to me and close to my heart, you know. I it's something that got me here. So I'd never want to, you know, stop doing that, because, I don't know, it's like never forgetting your roots sort of thing. So I don't want to forget my roots, so I want to carry on doing that, you know. And it's really nice. It's a nice feeling to, you know, play songs, and then even reactions now are a bit more, you know, ecstatic. Like, people walk past you and they're like, ah! And so it's, like, it's even more fun just randomly, like, popping out your guitar and playing, like, in the street.
I read something random about you. Is it right you were handpicked by Boris Johnson to do this Busking for London campaign?
Yeah. He basically sent us an email or a letter. I can't exactly remember. But yeah, last time I saw him, we were at St Pancras Station, and he asked me to play a Stairway to Heaven on the guitar. So there's like this very posh voice going, "Oh yes, can you play Stairway to Heaven, please?" I was like, "Hank quite learned that, yeah, Boris, you know."
That's quite a challenge as well, Stairway to Heaven.
It's not even like it's a 2 minute song, it's like 8 minutes. Like, imagine, just like, and plus when he asked me to do it, we were getting pictures taken of us, so I was smiling while telling him, like, "Yeah, I can't really play that right now," like trying to do this gleeful smile while everyone else is taking pictures. I'm like, "Boris, ask me later.
I'll do Wonderwall for you now. That'll do it." Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, he would not want any other song apart from Stairway to Heaven. It was ridiculous. I was like, what?
That's
why?
Probably the only song that he knows. That's why.
I think he started playing it as well, which was a bit like, he started getting the guitar, and I was like, okay.
Who's doing this, me or you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know whether he wanted to play it or he wanted someone to help him learn it. I mean, he didn't really explain it.
I think he should just probably get it on his phone or something if he wanted to hear it that much. Now, you mentioned earlier about touring with the Vamps, and we know those boys pretty well here at Free Radio, and they are a rowdy bunch. What was it like going around with them, being on tour with them? How much fun was that?
Well, the lead singer represents Birmingham, doesn't he?
Yeah, exactly.
He's a himself. He's a lovely boy. They're all lovely boys, you know. I absolutely adore them. They're very close friends of mine now. And, it was a really strange meeting how we first met. You know, we met on the Extra Factor, and everyone else sort of left, and they were still packing away their gear. And I was like, "That was an awesome song." It was just before Can We Dance came out. I was like, "That was wicked." And they were like so nervous at the time. And I'm now in that same position as they were, yeah. You know, they're bringing out my first single and stuff. So being on tour with them was incredible. You know, like, people got their lights out, you know, and they were like waving their phones, and all you'd see was like a sea of lights. It was like the most amazing experience ever, you know, and people would sing the song, like Hole in My Heart, like after the first chorus, listen to it. And this was like the first time I ever played it to people, which was like incredible feeling for me.
And what's this like then, having your first single, as you say, done and dusted and coming out on Sunday now?
So nerve wracking, but you know, I feel as if it's an amazing song, you know. My heart is with the song, and most of the people who've told me, it's there with it as well. So I've got so many people backing me up with it. So it's amazing to have fans such as I do, friendies. You are incredible.
Right. I love a good nickname for a fan group, and that friendies are awesome.
You know, it's like one of the hardest things to do. Pick like a name what everyone, because what everyone likes and stuff. So. Yeah, I'm glad everyone seems to like it, because I really love it as well. So, but yeah, I absolutely, you know, adore my fans, and they've been incredible to me over the past 2 years. So I can't wait to bring out this song.
And they're great in terms of, they sort of take ownership of you on social media and on YouTube. They're like, "We can't wait to share you with the rest of the world," because they have obviously seen you go from the X Factor, and you know, you've made all these videos. You're really open with your fans in terms of keeping them up to date on what you're doing. And now they're with you now as you're releasing this song.
Well, I like to have them every step of the way with me, you know. I like them to know everything what I'm doing, you know, to the point where even when I'm like annoying like some people in the hotel because I'm still practicing a song or something. So like, that actually happened the other day. Like, I was practicing a song and people got so angry, started knocking on the door, got complaints on the phone. Like, surprised I didn't get kicked out of the hotel. But yeah, you know, they're wonderful people. You know, they're so talented. They like draw me artwork and everything.
I've seen that.
Send it in. It's like, I can draw a stick man. That's about it. A stick man, and with, like, if I ever draw myself as well, it's just like a random face, which is always different, but with just massive hair.
Yeah, just big squiggly hair. Yeah, exactly.
It's mainly just a mess.
But they're doing like portraits of you and stuff like that, aren't they?
Literally, yeah. Like, I get sent in some stuff, and I'm like, you should be doing this for like your career. Like, you should be generally doing it. And then they get really surprised. I'm like, no. You're going to do that now. Please do it. Yeah. You're really good.
Yeah, concentrate on what you're good at. Don't just draw pictures of me. Go and do other things as well. That's amazing. Luke, it's been lovely having you in Free Radio tonight. Thank you so much for popping in.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you for having me.
And we are going to stick on your new single, which is out on Sunday. Go on, Luke, introduce it.
Hi, I'm Luke Friend, and this is my debut single, Hole in My Heart.